But now, since we know how you really feel, it's how we feel.
What's up?
Fuck Donald Trump.
Mofos and Mofets.
Fuck Donald Trump.
What's
yeah, nigga, fuck
what's
Donald
going on,
Trump.
Everybody?
Yeah, yeah, fuck Donald Trump.
We out here.
It's your boy.
Yeah, fuck Donald Trump.
Keaton Lewis.
Yeah,
it's your boy Naka. It's the Two Blunt Podcast. Yeah, what's going on?
Nothing much, man. You see what it
yeah,
is.
Yeah,
hey,
fuck
man.
Donald Trump.
You got some shit to say, huh?
I like folks, but I don't like you.
We're going to get into this January 6th commission.
This ought to be an interesting motherfucking pod, y'all.
Yeah.
We're going to see where it goes.
Yeah, we're going to see how it happens. I mean, fuck Donald Trump, though.
So, what you smoking on?
Oh, I'm smoking on Homegrown.
Homegrown.
Homeboy's Homegrown.
Oh.
Yep. I think it's called Oreo, to be honest.
Oreo?
Mm-hmm.
He just... Okay.
I mean, I don't think he just named it. I think he grew from a seed that he bought.
That's
from some weed that he bought.
Okay. I'm smoking on his Durban Poison.
Durban Poison.
Shout out to the homie Stefan.
Really?
Down over at Emerald Fields.
Emerald Fields.
Yeah,
I thought you over there buying on the street.
Nah.
Nah, man.
What? We past that.
Yeah.
We way past that. Does anybody still sell weed like that?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah. I'm positive of it.
And profitably?
It's not profitably. I'm pretty sure.
I mean, I guess if you got the homegrown, like the shit you got, you know what I'm saying? You go flip it, that's all.
I don't know if you heard that. It was a seed popping, so no.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I was just trying to help the homeboy out. He helped me out. I didn't want to go to the dispensary.
Hey, I can dig it.
But he was closer than the dispensary.
Okay, that's what's up. All right, man.
Yeah.
So,
the January 6th commission.
This shit that's going down, man.
Yeah, I mean.
I'm sure most people know, but.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfuckers like me,
not
we
really.
Know, but we don't really know too much. Like, I don't know a lot. I don't dig into, I try to keep that, you know
okay,
what I'm saying?
So let's,
I try to be in it and understand it, but yeah. I try to stay the fuck away from it too much because I don't like that game.
Let's take away from what you don't know or what you know, right? What do you think happened on January 6th? That's kind of an interesting thing. What do you think was going through his
long
head?
Story or short story? Yeah. Short story, a bunch of angry white folk.
I felt like cracker was coming right out of the crack.
Yeah.
Was like sliding right out. You PC'd it up for me. I don't know why you did that. You going to say cracker. Just say it was crackers.
Nah, just a bunch of white motherfuckers. Because mm-hmm. It wasn't a whole bunch of, I mean.
There was some niggas in there.
There was some, yeah.
There was some dark peoples in there.
Bunch of angry motherfuckers decided to run up on the Capitol.
Uh-huh. So what do you think?
Commit a motherfucking crime, nigga. It's a crime, right?
It's
absolutely a crime to run up in a federal building like that.
They went to jail for it. You know, they people are serving times for time they've done.
So, yeah.
No, not so much what they did, but what do you think he was doing?
Oh, the whole, like, Trump shit? Like,
yeah, what do you think he was thinking the whole time?
Oh, I knew he knew what the fuck was going on. He knew that they was going to go over there and cause a scene and shit.
Do you think he knew it was because of him?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So how do you prove that?
He's a piece of shit.
Oh.
But he is a smart piece of shit. I'll give him that. He is a very calculated. And
I don't even think Elon Musk is smart.
It's not even, it's more than being smart. It's smart. It's like motherfucking Batman.
Ooh.
The nigga got a lot of money.
Got a lot of people around
So
him.
The weirdest shit that he can think of, he can make happen because he's got the money to do it. I don't.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
I see what you're saying.
I can have a million thoughts, but I don't have the
like $1 billion to get them done.
Yeah, I don't have the shit to make it happen.
My
only
thing
is the resources to make shit come to life like that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but like when you got that resource, even if you got the clout, even if he didn't have a bunch of money, he got that clout. I'm Donald Trump.
He knew because he all about him. He a selfish motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? He about himself ass nigga, and that's cool. I get it. But he knew that getting these cats over here, they gonna do whatever I want.
Yeah.
After he said that shit in the first election where he was like, I could shoot somebody and nobody would give a fuck. And a lot of motherfuckers was like, he's right. That's when I learned, like, okay, they in. They all in, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So he's that's how he's smart like that.
Yeah.
Because he can say.
He can sense weakness.
He can say, he's like Bill Belichick. He learned like the loopholes, the just get to the line and just push it a little bit so it still looks straight, but he's really not lining. You know what I'm saying?
Like, that's the dude to flatten the footballs.
He's Bill Belichick's the coach. Yeah.
He's probably the team. He went in there last night.
They learned all like the side rules, like the ways to manipulate the rule because of the wording, so then you could do certain things and it not be.
Back it up and stop. You telling me these niggas, Bill Belichick's a fucking lawyer or something, the football?
Nah, he's not a lawyer. He's just smart.
That's he. That
if you know the rules well enough, you know how to get around the rules.
Damn. Nobody thought to do that shit he was doing, though.
Think about it. Everything you've ever done, like when you learn the rules of driving,
yeah,
you know how to break these rules and not get caught. What's it called? A California stop where you pull up to a stop sign and you wait like a split second and you just go through because you don't see nobody else. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that.
I stop every time. Technically, I follow the rules.
Yeah, okay. Anyways, technically, as we smoking, you smoking homegrown.
It is.
He got a license?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He does. He has.
Let's see it. I want
to
see it.
You want me to bring the man? Let me text this man right now. Tell him to bring his license over right now.
I don't think he got it.
He got a license. He really does have a med badge. Isn't that insane? Yeah. What?
Why? How many years did you buy from a non-med badge having? You know what I'm saying?
Decades.
So, that's what I'm saying, though, is the man knows the law. I don't even know if he knows the laws. He got enough money by manipulating people, saying, I got all this money and didn't have all this money. But he manipulated all these people to work with him because he's been putting himself in that position of power that Donald Trump, everybody knows who he was before he was.
Before he was fucked Donald Trump, rappers were like, we love Donald Trump.
Before, because he was all about his money. Mm-hmm. Because he didn't give a fuck how he got it. He was going to get his money. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was his shit. So he knows how to get the right people to make sure certain shit happens. That's what he do.
And that's what they're proving.
That nigga's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, do I like him? Nah, I don't really fuck with, like, because I can see it. Mm-hmm. I can see through that bullshit.
Yeah.
That he's basically just trying to get you to do
whatever he wants.
Whatever works for him. Like, nah, this nigga helped the economy, but not my economy.
No.
Because I ain't got that much money. So I have a business, but I don't have a good enough CPA that's making six figures that knows every loophole when it comes to taxes to make it where I pay
zero.
$2.
Yeah.
On my taxes. Nah, I gotta, you know what I'm saying? I'm getting hit.
Yeah.
But this nigga ain't.
Yeah.
I'm paying more taxes than him.
Nah, you own some other shit now. And
it's
not
because, it's just because he got. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He got the means to make that shit happen.
Yeah.
So that's why I'd be like, you know, hey, man.
Respect the hustle.
Man can do it. You can do it. But he's a bitch.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying?
The problem is they all look alike. They ain't all orange, but they have a pointy nose at the very least.
Oh, man.
Like, if we want to call them elves, they elves. You know? Hi.
So, yeah, he just manipulated 40% of the country
I want to say he ran up a check.
He just ran. He just
selling Trumpy bears. I know he sold. I was staying in hotels and they were selling a Trumpy bear in the hotels.
That's stupid.
Trumpy bear. It's just got the hair.
But that's what I'm saying. Like,
he's
a hell of a businessman.
He's a hell of a sellout.
But the way he get to it, man, he dirty. You know what I'm saying? And before it wasn't a problem because he was just taking advantage of the businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's fucking up the whole country because it ain't even.
Do you think he's still fucking the country? He ain't even the president. He's still fucking the country up.
He fucked up the country, and it's not even for. It's, I don't even know how to put this shit, man.
Go ahead and say it, man.
It's like the mascot of fucking old white folk values. Finally got to get a primetime TV show.
Yep.
And now everybody gets to see him. And people that didn't get to see the bullshit gets to love it and say, ah, I love this. Yeah, this is me. And it's like, I don't know. I'm high and I'm probably saying this shit all fucked up. But he made it okay for motherfuckers to go, I'm pretty much fucking racist.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't, you know what I'm saying? And I ain't got to hide it as much anymore.
I would just,
because there's a lot of motherfuckers that since Donald Trump became a politician, were really close people to me.
Yeah.
And then this nigga showed up, said some shit, and now you done said some shit and you agree
yeah.
and feel a way about certain things that had I known that beforehand,
I wouldn't have been fucking with
you. We can't be friends. You know what I'm saying? We can't be cool. I can't respect you if you think that way because you think I'm less of a person than you are.
3/5.
Because some of that shit that they be talking, that's what it's saying. Okay. Is, you know what I'm saying? So when it gets to that shit, that's where it fucks me up. Right?
I think it was like there was like a little fire because there was a black president and they were already a little mad.
Oh, they was mad.
They were mad. Oh, and then somebody, like, it's like the slow clap. Somebody finally came out and slow clapped. Nigger. And then it just spread. And then you just have, nigger. It's just, like a fire that slowly spread. And now they're so mad they're attacking gay people.
It's because they're scared that they're about to become either an equal or the minority.
It's a minority. They're already equal.
And they don't want to be because the minorities are the majority.
They were kind of better dance and stuff.
So when you put us all together, but that's where the problem becomes is nobody fucking worked together for nothing. But that's a whole nother
episode. Only for war.
That's a whole nother episode for that shit.
They worked together for war.
Kind of.
Gotta build the parts. Put the women in the factories. Get those kids working. Make me some money. Shit. Make me some money. Get the kids working.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that's what it is. I don't know, man. Like,
you just explained the whole hearing. You've never even watched it. It's impressive.
I don't know. Shit. I mean, seen clips. Nah. I've seen, like, the little video of the time.
You could have not watched anything.
But, like, yeah, man, it was just...
Oh, you got to ask somebody, what do you think happened? And they'll go, oh, this is what happened. Like, yeah, they just try to prove it.
It's the popular kid of the little group in school going over and putting hands on the band geek. And all them other kids just follow him. And you know what I'm saying? They all pick on the one kid.
That didn't happen
because
in my school.
He said to. Mm-hmm. Because he did it. And then you go, oh, well, wait a minute. Now you're in trouble. And if you look, I haven't seen some of that shit. A lot of them kids was like, hey, nah, he told me to do that. Like,
he said go
over
there.
That's what this hearing basically is, right? Is they done rounded up all the people and was like,
yeah. Everybody willing to go. It's only 4 niggas not willing to go. And one of them got arrested in the airport. The other one is on his way. And then the other two like, hey, we'll comply. But hey, look, we on the way. So everybody got to tell the truth. Even his daughter got up there and was like,
do you think anything's going to change from this shit? Because.
Oh, well, this is, so they're televising it. So one of two things is going to happen. If nothing happens, then people get even more pissed than they actually already are, which is not good. And then if the second thing happens, everybody that didn't snitch, like Donald Trump goes to jail. Like he gets locked.
Do you think that'll happen?
I hope it doesn't. Because either way, one option, two option, people are going to be pissed. One side's going to be pissed, one side's not. So I would hope he would just be like, he's not going to jail.
At what point, and I don't.
Yeah.
I don't really want to. I guess I am going to get political. I guess I can jump into it. I don't
want
to
hear it. Yeah.
It seems like the Republican side, the thing is you piss them off, it's going to be crazy. And then it's like, but if you piss off the Democrats, they're just going to be mad, but it's fine. Mm-hmm. What point does that stop for the Democrats?
I don't think it stops. You have to, like, the people have to change. It's not like. I don't blame the Republicans or the Democrats. I genuinely blame the people because we have to vote. We have to elect the correct people to be there to, you know.
Man, can we get Nick Cannon?
You want Nick Cannon?
And
okay.
Kevin Lyles.
Who is that?
He's one of the execs, one of the dope execs. He's the one that at the Young Thug trial.
Oh.
Was like, I will personally end business. Wise vouch for this man, like
there's no
and
way
tried to help get him, and they was like, no,
okay,
but he's dope.
Let's
look him up. Yeah,
Kevin Lyles, Nick Cannon,
David Banner. I could do some David Banner.
Gasps all around.
Senator Banner. You know what I'm saying? Okay, I like. You know what I'm saying?
Senator
like,
Banner.
I fucks with David Banner.
I would take like, President Banner.
Some you
Speaker
know
of the House Banner.
I don't know if I'm ready for Killer Mike. I don't know if he's.
What are you talking about? He stayed outside. He slept outside to try to
because
to not stay in black hotels. Very valiant.
Because sometimes
there's a
thing of caring too much, and we're seeing that now.
He cares too much. What are you talking about? These are black people.
The way not too much, but the way you show how you care. He's
The caring dude, the big fluffy guy.
But he'll wild out. We don't need that.
We need him to wild out.
We need cats that can sit at the table and
chill out
and listen.
Okay. I think he can listen.
He can listen.
He can listen.
But I done seen them interviews where he be, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, yeah, but you don't need that. Because that's where it become a problem. Yeah. Because that's the, what's the stupid chicks? The Republican chick from Colorado, the chick from out here, Boebert.
I was going to let you get it.
And the other one.
Lauren Boebert, and there's another stupid chick?
The strong face one.
Oh, shit.
The one with the strong
face. Oh, Marjorie Taylor
Greene. Yeah. There you go. She's strong.
She got she man like, face.
She look like, you know what I'm saying?
Her daddy.
She pack a punch. She'll square up on you. But they just be wilding out. And it'd be like, okay, you know what? You too much for the cause. Mm. You know, you got the homie that.
You're talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene makes more money than any Republican.
So what? We're not talking about none of that. I'm just talking about as a personality. Yeah. That's why I don't want Killer Mike.
Because he's going to be.
It's going to be a bad look. Like,
yeah, because David Banner. Usually, at
least because you're just going to start flipping out and going off on him.
Then why'd you even bring him up? You just want to talk shit about my nigga Killer Mike. He was on Kill Jill.
Because I thought about it at first and I was like, wait, that's too much.
That's too much.
That's going too far.
All right, so, I mean, so you Nick Cannon.
Nick Cannon.
Kevin Lyles. Uh-huh.
David Banner.
You just want them. It's like a 200 seats in the Senate
and the Congress. I'm sure there's, and I'm not well read.
But you just want them to be in there.
And they ain't all got to be black.
Let me
go ahead and clarify that.
I was hoping Kevin Lyles first.
I just
to be honest, I really, and I don't think this of you, but I thought you were going to say Kevin Samuels, and I was like, he's dead, but no, he can't be there at all.
No, he can't be there either.
He can't vote.
Nah,
either.
He ain't in it either. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the thing. Is like.
No,
you can be for the cause, but sometimes you ain't in you don't need to be in that position.
Can you just file papers?
It's just homie, you're not on the front lines. You back in the kitchen.
You're doing
because
something.
You can't be up here because you're gonna make shit go the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm all for that. I agree. Like, I'm not saying that. You know what I'm saying? All Republicans are assholes, whatever. Y'all just don't think the same way I think, and that's cool.
They might be assholes, though.
As long as you can listen and understand it and be at a point where we can respectfully, you know what I'm saying? But when you get to the other shit and you start sidetracking and dog whistling and, you know what I'm saying, throwing subs out, you know what I'm saying?
Like, Larry King said to a black guy, you look like a crack dealer. You, sir. You. And that dude said, you look like a crack user. So... I mean, but
yeah, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying is we get like Nick Cannon and, you know, like I said, it ain't all got to be black. I don't want a whole fucking.
I want at least one real nigga in there.
like who?
For some reason. Well, I want somebody. Let's just give them some attributes first before I can tell somebody.
Nah, who you want?
Well, I want them to have bad language. I want them to talk. In like a dialect of English that is pretty tough.
Like you want him to be super hood, like Snoop?
Mm-mm.
No?
Worse. I mean, hooder.
More hood.
So like.
So you want YG?
Yeah, that'll work. No. Or Moneybag Yo. Moneybag Yo voice, right?
Oh, you going to build?
You're going to build. I make a build.
Okay.
I make a build of a person. Moneybag Yo voice.
Build a senator. All right.
Mm-hmm. Moneybag Yo voice. Let's go Damian Lillard. Like, yeah, Damian Lillard looking dude. That's what he would look like. So he has to be an NBA stock looking player. Because you can't be president or senator without being like a basketball player or some shit.
Okay, so.
Uh-huh. Huh. What do you think? Oh. What kind of brain is he going to have? I got to build a brain now. The brain is only one person. Killer Mike. Fuck is wrong with you?
Oh, man.
All right.
Like I said, I ain't got no beef with him, but it's just like, nah, homie, you just.
No, never mind. I take that back. Not Damian Lillard at all. Looks like LeBron James. LeBron James look. Moneybag Yo voice. Killer Mike brain. That's a build. Three-part build. Super simple.
Wait, you bitch.
Mm-hmm. What else do I need to put in there? His brain, what he looks like, the color,
his thoughts, nigga.
All of his thoughts are Killer Mike. It's Killer Mike's thoughts. Everything that
everything
like, Killer Mike is his thoughts.
Okay.
So he's gonna scream a little bit, but when he screams, it's gonna sound like Moneybagg Yo. So it's not even gonna be that loud. Like, yeah, nigga, you gonna shut the fuck up? Fuck, come on, Trump. You know what I'm saying. So that's my build.
Oh.
That's my senator build. That's what I think I could go with.
That's a
hell of a build, bro.
I don't know how I feel about that. I feel like you dodged that. I feel like you need to have more thought into what he. He just gonna wild out like.
No, I don't think he's gonna wild out. He's Killer Mike. He's gonna be calm, chilling out. He ain't gonna scream like Marjorie Taylor Greene.
But what?
But if he does, like, if he's in the meeting, if he's in the room, and they like it's getting heated, he's not gonna come out the box and be like Killer Mike voice. It'll be Moneybagg Yo voice, and it's just gonna be deep and to the point, like almost like a basketball coach, even. You know, it'll be intimidating, but it won't be Killer Mike. And now I'm serious.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying.
I guess.
You need to play more RPGs, which you really do.
I build
people.
I don't need to. That's what you do, huh?
Yeah, build people.
You're strong at that. That's your, okay.
My strength is building people.
Nah, I just feel like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sure you've been around people where, mm-hmm. we used to do it at the job,
mm-hmm.
where we would be having a conversation, and to the outside eyes,
mm-hmm.
they thought we about to fight.
Yeah.
And they come running over like, you guys relax, calm down, it's not that serious. And we instantly look at them and like, what are you talking
about? Well, not good. White people are soft, man.
That's, you got to have that, though. Like,
so I said one nigga.
Okay.
One nigga. You can have Kyle and Kevin Lyles and Nick Cannon, which I kind of don't agree with, but he does.
Why you don't agree with Nick Cannon?
Because he's got too many kids. He ain't going to be up there doing the thing for the senators and the people.
What the kids
got
to do with
it? Because he got all them kids. I need
you. Kennedy got enough money to pay for them kids.
Okay, well, fine. That's the only thing. I just want them to be fine. And I want him to not have to worry about them kids. I need him to get the job done. You know what I'm saying? Too many kids, you get the job done.
You know what I mean? The episode, the wilding out he got.
Man, I believe he should
do something. He just came out with another album,
talking
too.
About he should like, have wilding out all over the country.
That man stay working. So you ain't got to worry about him working.
Okay.
That's all that cat do.
Okay. So Nick Cannon, Kevin, and David Banner. And then throw nigga in there. Nigga.
You can get Killer Mike.
Mm-hmm.
We can just throw him in there.
No, I don't need Killer Mike. I need his brain. I
got
to put the build. I got to put the build in it. He got to look like LeBron James. It sound like Moneybagg Yo.
Oh, to create it.
He
okay.
has to get a creative
so
senator.
So that's Senator One. He's just Senator One? Because you ain't changed the name. You ain't give him a name.
Moneybagg Yo Mike Braun. Money Braun. Money Braun Mike. Money Braun Mike. That's what it is. It's Money Braun Mike.
Money Braun Mike. Okay. Senator Money Braun Mike.
It's just fucking.
He can be from Arkansas.
Introducing Senator Money Braun Mike. Yeah. Just out there. Money Braun Mike is gonna make it happen, bro.
You just come in. That's how they come into the Senate now and shit.
See what I'm saying? I'm gonna make him see what I'm saying.
He's never gonna get loud. He's never really gonna scare him. He's just gonna be intimidating in the chest.
See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? I'm gonna make him see what I'm saying. Trying to fuck me soon as I land. Turn her out, she rip my brand.
Woo!
Fit in the phantom. I be with baby when I'm in the lounge. Since I got money, they calling me.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, if he came out like that on his.
Well, I think the voice of a person in power is very important, also. I do believe that. That's why the voice is something I picked. Because if you don't like, Barack Obama couldn't have been president if he sounded like Moneybagg Yo. He couldn't have been president if he didn't sound like anything else but what he sounded like. I think the voice of a person is very important as well. So.
Okay.
Yeah. That's definitely.
You got any other.
What?
Any other senators?
No. I mean, for me, besides the creative senator, then myself, for sure.
Oh, you in?
I'm in. I'm putting myself
in.
Yeah. Don't worry about it, man. I'll be sensible.
I ain't voting.
Don't. I'm running out of rifle, nigga. I'm running on, and I'm running Republican too. How about that?
Oh shit. Okay.
Yeah.
You holding down that side, huh?
I'm holding down the bloods. I mean the red. I mean the whatever. The rhinos or whatever. The red. You say red and blue. Sound right? So yeah, I'm running Republican. I'm going in hard.
But
and then you know, fucking hire you. You don't have to vote. Just work for it, nigga.
Why I gotta work for you?
I mean, work
what I'm doing.
I don't know. Put you in an administrative role, controlling people.
That don't mean doing shit. Just yelling at some people.
Do you want to get paid by the government?
I'm just saying.
I'm
not knocking it. I'm just saying. Telling me to come yell at some people.
No, you ain't gonna yell. Just be like,
I mean,
yeah. This is what you're doing. This is what you're doing. You're really good at that. So administration immediately. All
right.
Yeah,
that works.
Yeah, hire your own people. Do your thing. Yeah, here's your check. Here's your budget. Boop. I'm gone. I gotta fly out. You know I'm on TV, nigga. Getting it with Money Brown.
So basically,
Money Brown Mike
with our Senate, nothing is gonna change.
No, it's gonna change. It's gonna change. Just the other side. Well, if it's me, Money Brown, yo, me, Money Brown, Mike.
Wait, you just said you about to get in office and just. Not do shit.
No, I still gotta do the interviews. You know I gotta get on
TV. The interviews, that's what you gotta do?
That's one thing I gotta do.
Nothing else.
I gotta sign bills. I'm a senator, goddammit. I gotta get my voice out there heard.
That's what I'm saying.
I gotta get on a commission.
You just gonna give me some money and jump on the jet. You just gonna give me a blank checkbook and.
No, it ain't be blank. You got a budget. You heard me say I got a budget. Here's your budget. We got the budget.
Oh, okay.
You got the budget. It ain't all blank. Right. This is the money we got. This is the money you can use. I got to go do these interviews. I got the committee meetings. This nigga, Nancy Pelosi on my back. Money Brian Mike over there. He got caught with weed again. You know what I'm saying? I got to go meet up with David Banner. He tripping.
So, why he tripping? Because David Banner don't be tripping no more.
He could be tripping because Money Brian Mike keep getting caught with weed. So
he mad at him. So now they beef.
So we got like, yeah.
Not his internal beef. So,
but I'm the glue that holds it all together. Oh, okay. You feel me? I'm the glue, so I got to get up out of here, hit the interview up on the plane, you know, try my best not to fall down the stairs and embarrass myself.
Oh,
and then
man.
My third pick would be, let me see. Shit, who's my third pick? I wanted to say Lauryn Hill, but she can't pay taxes.
Shit.
On third pick.
See, Andre 2000 can go in. I'll put three stacks in there.
So you're gonna pick a fourth. I feel it though. It's only 50. So yeah.
I feel that shit.
Three
man.
Stacks
I
is amazing. Three stacks is amazing though. I'll put him in there.
Who else we got?
The Senator draft with your boy Naka and King Lewis. The Senator draft, nigga.
Oh shit.
I feel like three stacks is gonna have he gonna hold it down. He ain't gonna have no scandals or nothing. He's gonna be doing the right thing. Hey y'all, what y'all arguing about? Come on, man.
He gonna take that shit, man. He be like, I don't want to deal with that. I don't want no parts of that. I can see that.
I'm feeling Macy Gray. She said, get up, get out, and do something. I feel like...
Get up, and do something.
I feel like she gonna put the work in.
Macy Gray. Okay. I don't know what she been up to, but...
I feel like she ain't doing much.
All right.
Put her in the motherfucker running. I do got four. I need four now. I had a three pick.
I mean, we drafting this out. We can.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a tough one. You got a match. Go ahead. You got one.
Okay. Shit. I'm thinking. Oh, right off the bat, you know what I'm saying? The professor from N1. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yep.
The professor.
The
huh?
professor. Yeah,
feel like that he'll get the job done.
Yeah, and also I can add a fifth. I don't know this nigga's name, but oh yeah, Gian Carlo from Breaking Bad, the scary Hispanic dude from Breaking Bad.
Okay.
Yeah, because I want to put fear in their heart a little bit.
Okay, you do need a little.
I got Money Bron for the wild card. I got Macy Gray to keep it all. Like, hey, gotta get.
You know
up.
Who I'm taking?
Who you taking?
Pat McAfee.
Who the fuck is that?
Pat McAfee. He used to be a punter for the Colts. He got a show, man.
You talking about a punter?
He's funny as hell. He's funny as hell, man.
You talking about a nigga to kick? Disrespect. I'm not disrespecting niggas to kick, but you talking about a nigga to kick?
He dope.
Okay.
I fucks with Pat McAfee. He could ride. He could be down for the cause.
Yeah.
Because he'll be the one. He'll be the one to cuss somebody out.
Oh,
he'll be my.
He'll be your Money Brian, Mike?
Yeah. Yep. Let's see. Who else we got?
Killer Bronyo.
Would you put Drake in there? Drizzy?
He's Canadian.
Oh.
They ain't gotta go. Damn. Go run your own country.
Didn't even think about that shit, nigga.
Go take your country back from that family, my nigga.
Good. Then he could just make the music.
No, he can go back to Canada. I mean, I'm not saying that the Trudeaus are bad, but when you got niggas that are president and daddy was president and something like that, it all looked bad. When I saw George Bush had a daddy, I was upset.
What about Hove? You putting Hove in there?
Put him on a cabinet position.
Secretary of some shit.
Yeah, I wouldn't put him in the Senate. I'd put him in Congress. He's good with crowds of people, and there's like 200 people in Congress. I definitely put him in Congress.
I feel like we got a lot of music people. What else?
I do a fictional character and
who's that?
Nominate Vegeta from Dragon Ball Z.
Where he from though?
He's not from planet Earth. But he grew up here though. His cousin grew up here. His cousin grew up here. And he liked America, so. Yeah, his cousin grew up here, so what you gonna do about that?
Okay.
Yeah. This is some interesting shit.
We gotta put a female in there.
Lauryn Hill can go to Congress. They don't pay their taxes there for sure.
Well, you want Lauryn Hill?
I grew up listening to Lauryn Hill. She's my favorite.
Oh, she?
Yeah, I love Lauryn Hill. Like one album, not the whole thing. Not even the whole thing, just enough of it. Do wop and some other shit.
We could do some Jill Scott.
Well, she seems like her. Yeah. She seems level headed.
She got hella what, auntie vibes.
Yeah, she's senator for sure.
But she gonna be like, she gonna get some shit done.
Mm-hmm.
She gonna straight somebody out. Somebody gonna get some straight.
Did you know they're running Biden again for president next year?
He said what?
I know that's a bad idea. They're gonna lose.
Damn.
I think if you long term it, long goal it, plan to lose to Trump. Because my thing is, if it was me, I would let the nigga win the last election, fuck up some most shit, and then I'd be like, see, you got what you want, now what you gonna do now? So I would make you vote for us. I would be like, I wouldn't be like, I take the country back now, he's gonna destroy it.
Do you ever feel like some of this shit happened because he lost? Like,
ooh. Yeah, all that happened because he lost. And then I directly blame
him. No, like, because like I said, that nigga know a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he tight with the cast in the oil industries and the gas. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, because he ain't got that much money. His money, his play money, he ain't got real money. Them oil industries, old money. Them niggas got so much money.
Yeah, but he got the look, though. He the fake it till you make it, motherfucker.
Nigga, Joe,
you know,
Biden got the look, because he the same niggas everybody the same. Okay. Yeah, Joe Biden got the look.
Fuck that nigga, too,
because that's the same nigga that's been getting paid off the whole time anyway. Everybody got
that nigga supposed skin to drop on just.
He cannot. They should not. If they're gonna run anybody, run Barack Obama.
He's supposed to get that motherfucking school shit off, man.
What school shit off?
What's happening? My loans.
That's coming off.
Think so?
Yeah, they gonna take your loans off.
Nah, man. He talking about 10 G's right now.
How many your loans? How much your loans?
I don't know. Enough.
Is it 10 G's?
Yeah, at least.
At least. Okay, so if you take 10,
some bullshit already, but that's once again.
So they take the loans off. At least 10 G's off, bro.
I'm just saying, man. Like you gotta do something. He ain't done. You know what I'm saying?
But
like,
you got to do something at the right time. It's all about time.
Oh, so he's just waiting. Yeah, just holding that ace in the pocket.
Bam,
huh?
I'll throw it out.
See, fuck that, nigga. Because my pockets
okay,
ain't cool.
Okay, but you ain't
either.
Soft like most of the country, so.
But my pockets ain't cool. With do some shit, nigga. Do more shit.
Get
some shit done.
What else do you think he's done?
I mean, he probably, I don't know. I don't know. But it don't feel like much. You know what I'm saying?
What do you want it to feel like? You want it to have an impact on your life.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, right. That's what you want.
Yeah, man.
The things he's done.
What's he done? Let me know. School me, because.
Do you want, like, impact in your life? Because there's. You get your student loans getting.
It's more than student loans.
No,
and
I'm just
shit
saying,
too, but I just feel like.
Okay,
you know
so
what I'm saying?
The thing.
I understand that there's levels and there's ways to this shit. Like,
yeah.
It ain't I just jump in here and be like, hey, from now on, y'all got to do this, because I say so, but.
So, like, basically, he's done a lot. If you just do look at the black thing, the things he's done for black people, he's nominated
the Supreme Court chick?
That lady. You know, he's dispersed the judges. He's getting judges in the right places. He's done, I want to say, quite a few things, but it's not going to have an impactful, it's not going to be impactful in your life. It's just going to be impactful in the way you view America. It's kind of what it is. Everything it is kind of like optics. We're living in a digital age, so everything has to look good. Nothing has to impact your life, because you can just feel it through what you see. It's fucked, but
the thing is, I mean, I understand, like, yeah, you know, it's more the governor is more important to me than the president.
Yeah, I understand
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I understand that part of it, and
yeah,
but I'm just saying, like, fuck all these niggas for real though.
I fuck all of them that are rich. You should be extremely rich and do this.
I mean, I feel like there's that everybody need to be capped on a time too. Like,
I think they play the stocks, and they know the stocks are going to move because they're the ones moving them. And that's illegal, but they don't get in trouble for it. They get slapped with $200
fines. That's the thing is, that's why I'm saying, like, I felt like, you know, maybe, like,
I mean, in South Africa, what they did when everybody was corrupt and then apartheid was over and they had new leadership, the leadership decided to try the system, have a trial for the system, not have a trial for the people. And so what they did was, they were like, nobody's wrong, just tell us what you did wrong. And so everybody was comfortable saying what they did wrong, and because they were just trying the system. When the system was found to be guilty, they got rid of the system and made a new, and just basically placed a new system on top of it, which is remarkable, because they should have just had a war about it. Like, in history, they would just fight and kill each other about it. But now they found that if the system is wrong, then... So it's a systemic issue, basically.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Senator Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
You going to make some change, huh?
Yeah. I think I can.
Okay.
I think I can find the right people.
You
going
to kill the mic and...
His name is
the rest of the cabinet.
His name is Killer.
Oh, Money Bron.
Killer Bron. Killer Bron. Yo, he changed it up. Killer Bron. Yo, yeah. The money scared them. They thought he was a Republican. He said none of that shit.
But Killer Bron is better.
Killer Bron. Yeah. Because it's not spelled like the K I L L E R. It's Killier. It's Killier Bron. He changed it up. His real name is Killier. Killier Bron. Okay. It's abrasive like Obama. He's like, where is he from? He's from Nevada.
Oh man, that's hilarious.
Yeah, that's how we're getting it in, bro.
You got it though. Damn, you think you cool?
Mm-hmm.
You think you could make a change?
Yeah.
With that, who's your? Oh yeah, you're on the Senate, huh?
I'm on the Senate.
You gonna be president? Why are you gonna be president?
I don't know. I'm just gonna.
What if we put you in office?
Put me in office.
Who's your VP?
Who's my VP?
I ain't in it.
My brother.
Oh shit!
I'm doing everything to
Young
do.
Young Douglas. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Young Doug. First person I'm definitely gonna be VP in is Douglas.
Oh.
He keeps it cool and calm and collected.
Okay.
You've met that nigga.
I can see that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Just follow the nepotism.
Okay.
Yeah.
You said Jay-Z's in your cabinet. Who else?
In my cabinet? Jay-Z's in the Congress. He can't be in there. Jay-Z's in the Congress. Yeah. Nah, because he can talk to him. Jay-Z's in the cabinet, bro. Jay-Z's in the cabinet. Who else am I putting in the cabinet? What's that? Don Lemon. Don Lemon's in the cabinet. Don Lemon's in that motherfucker.
Okay.
Just because he mad and black. Gay all at the same time. So, hell yeah. You know what? Just saw the nigga's face on the YouTube. Trevor Noah.
That's a good one.
Cabinet.
He can't be, though.
He can't. He can be an advisor. His daughter was an advisor. Anybody could be an advisor. All right. Okay. Cabinet. You know what I'm saying? You know, I put Ivanka Trump up there just to make a daddy mad. Hey, just make a daddy mad. Ivanka, bring me some tea. Look, nigga, I got that bitch bringing me some tea.
Oh, that's not a cabinet position.
That's a cabinet. Motherfucker, blunt roller. Hey, yo, take a picture of Ivanka rolling the blunt.
Just secretary of drinks. Huh? Yeah, like you just bring me drinks.
Yeah, no. So yeah, I need a comedian, Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle's definitely in my cabinet.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see him wilding at the little meeting for his like HOA shit or something? There was some controversy about that shit.
Reporter wasn't real, I thought. He was like, he didn't want like homeless people moving in. He never said that shit.
He didn't say it?
No.
Oh, okay.
That was some bullshit. They trying to smear my nigga Dave Chappelle name, but get it right.
Okay.
He don't give a fuck about nothing. That's why he in the cabinet. Now I need somebody to help with the war on drugs.
That's Dave Chappelle?
No.
Oh,
I gotta find somebody else.
Oh, you was thinking.
I'm trying to think. I gotta think about somebody that's not on drugs currently to help on drugs. Mm. That have sold drugs. They can't be on drugs.
They can't be on drugs.
But they ain't seen some things. You know what I'm saying? I need that dark horse in the fucking in the corner.
Nigga, like,
I wish DMX was still alive. I need a dark horse.
Oh, you.
Yeah. I need to come out. This nigga don't say nothing but bad news.
What's get the cat from Jackass.
Oh, Johnny Knoxville.
One of them.
Jeff Tremaine.
Them niggas did some drugs.
Yeah, and lived through some shit.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, Jeff Tremaine.
If anybody could fix that shit.
I want the producer of that shit, because he can make people do things that they do. Hey, man, I think you should run into a dildo.
because you don't want him, because he'd be taking advantage of niggas on drugs. He was fucking the niggas up when they was on all that shit.
It's worth it.
Yeah, like Steve-O. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Steve-O make a difference.
I think the homie Ferg.
Okay. You gonna put that problem on that man?
Yeah. He has enough problems as it is. So, yeah. I put the homie up there.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the other homie, Marcus. Yeah, because you already got a position. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm not in it.
No, you in the cat. You in, like, administrative role. You already got a position.
I don't want that.
That's my senator.
I decided I'm cool.
Nah, bro, you got it, brother.
I'll just print your campaign shirts.
No, you're going to do more than that, bro.
I'll get you the low.
Mm-mm. If Ferg is there, you're going to have to be. If you don't want to be in the cabinet, you got an administrative role. You still got to get to work for one of the homies. You still going to be getting paid, bro.
Nah.
President, nigga.
I'm just saying.
You ever seen Head of State?
No.
You ever seen Head of State? That's how I'd want to be the president after that win, like he won.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I have to check it out. But no, I don't want the job. I don't want to work.
Anybody telling you gonna have to have with the government, nigga? You think you're like, nigga, get your motherfucking ass in the car. Jane, get the nigga in the car. He tripping. We got to go to Boca Raton, nigga.
Oh, man.
We gonna be on the beach. You don't want the job. We got this check here. You still don't want, you all you wanna do is print t-shirts, my nigga. All you gotta do is talk to people.
I don't want no problems.
I ain't gonna have no problems. The Republicans gonna be mad. Cause they were like, we thought he was a Republican. I was like, yeah, I was.
Get you some Herschel Walker.
I can't put Herschel Walker in. He got CTE. Yeah, nobody.
That boy a mess, ain't
that nigga said we should have a department that's looking at
guys that look at the girls
that looking at social media. Full stop. Nigga was like, yep. I was like, damn. They're running him. They're running that fool.
Oh man, that shit was hilarious.
Hopefully he hired Ivanka. Can you get me some coffee, man? Thank you. Your dad, her dad is sitting down. I don't know here because she talked at the goddamn.
What about Kanye?
No.
He got a spot anywhere?
I mean, me in Congress, scream at people. You can get down there in MGT. Just long as you don't. I take Kanye no drinking. Kanye no drinking. That's a level-headed human being. Seems like.
You think it's the drinks that got him?
Yeah. If he's mentally unstable, it's not helping that part either. But the drink.
We could put Pharrell in there. I like Pharrell.
No, because he gets to work for somebody. He gets to be like, because he only makes people better.
He could be, all right, then he in the cabinet.
He's in the cab. I feel like we're hiring a lot of black men here, and that's just.
Hey, man, I threw Steve-O out there.
Oh, yeah. You said Steve-O. I was thinking the producer of the entire show. I can't do Steve-O.
Oh, man.
Because he'd be shitting and stuff. He
don't do that no more, right, do he? I don't know.
I don't know that
nigga. Ain't seen the new one. I just know the cat's clean now.
So. He's not doing drugs. He ain't Bam Margera. I get that. Make me smoke my blunt thing about Steve-O being my motherfucking cabinet, goddamn. My little joint here, man.
Oh, he can't get in? Damn.
No, it's a circus clown. It's the same reason I don't like Robin from Batman. Nigga, what the fuck? I saw that movie as a kid. I was like, nah, bro, that's not Robin. This nigga's a trapeze artist. But you got this little kid out here fighting for. God damn. That's some fucked up shit. Boy wonder my ass. So no.
Let's see. I don't know.
No, man, I can't do anything. The cat, I need some women in the cabinet now. I told you, Ivanka ain't on, she getting teeth.
You said Lauryn Hill, right?
No. Because she can't pay her taxes.
It's fine. Clearly you ain't following the fucking rules anyways.
Who everybody?
You damn near forcing me to have a government job.
Yeah, we force you. We gonna force you. Me and Ferg definitely gonna force you. Come on, get the car. Sam, get the name of the car. Telling you. Secret Service, go ahead. We definitely gonna force you if you don't want it. That's your fault.
But that's what I'm saying. So you worried about Lauryn Hill's taxes?
Yeah, we ain't got much time to cover that shit up. She still ain't paying. You think she's still paying taxes, nigga?
No, she ain't gonna pay them. But so what? What senator?
Okay,
do?
So I'm gonna get another woman in the cabinet. I can't have Lauryn Hill in there.
These niggas don't already, so it ain't nothing new.
Yeah, you're right. But I'm trying to, like, what
so am I there doing? You go. Now it's acceptable.
So change. We in it for the change.
But change that for everybody else. Just not her, you know? Let that one slide out.
Let that slide out.
Let that one slide out.
I feel like I guess a better pick than Lauryn Hill out there. It's a better pick. If Jasmine Sullivan wasn't so worried about men.
Oh, you should get Azalea Banks.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Did you just see that shit? You see her wilding out? She was wilding out at the concert.
Mm-mm. No, I'm gonna get Elizabeth Warren in
with
there.
With the Yiddies out, just out on stage.
No, I'm good. You know it's legal now, though. She can take her titties out legally.
Whatever.
It was illegal before, like, so I ain't got no problem with it as long as it's lining up with the law. It says the president. They've been lining up with the law. Titties out. Titties out.
Oh, release them, huh?
Release
the Yiddies.
Yeah, I can walk around my shirt off. Yeah, I can walk around my shirt off. My entire life. If I was a girl, I'd be out there with them long titties.
Oh, shit. Just flapping, huh?
Dancing and shit.
I ain't mad at you. Yeah. I guess.
That's what I would do.
So no Azalea, huh?
No, I can't do Azalea Banks. I'm trying to think of a... Oh, shit. I almost said some crazy shit like the girl from 106 in Park. God damn. The Breakfast Club. How is that the same thing?
Angela Yee?
Angela Yee. That's two things right there. She black, Asian, and a woman. We need like six more of them in there, nigga. So, Angela Yee.
Okay.
Elizabeth Warren, because she no money. She's a politician. Katie Porter.
Still got to keep a couple in there. You know what I'm saying? Keep a couple in there. All
right. Yeah, I need some level-headed shit. Trevor Noah over here making jokes. You know what I'm saying? Ivanka don't know who to pass the tea to because we keep fucking with her.
Oh, shit.
So we need to have some level-headed shit in there.
Alright.
Who you got for your cabinet if you're president?
Oh, shit. We gonna throw T-Pain in there. Because that's fun for me. I feel like those meetings, that'll make the meetings fun when you gotta meet with your cabinet.
He just be smiling and
like,
shit.
I don't know how often you meet your cabinet, meet up with your cabinet people.
That's the homies, bro.
But I'm put a squad together that I feel like, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
That'll kick it with, that'll make me laugh. So, I get him, Hannibal Buress.
Mm-hmm.
He'd be a good one.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I can fucks with that one.
Having pickle jokes all over the place. Got to flick the pickle juice. And the president need the pickle juice.
Let's see who else we got. Got to put a female in there at some point, right? Let's go with... Damn, that's tough. It's tough. Who do I want to kick it with? Like, who do I
want to kick it and get advised by?
You know what I'm saying? Kalani.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be a dope one.
I can live with that.
Because she seemed like she'll cuss somebody out, but still be reasonable about it.
Yeah. Has to be reasonable.
You know, she might... She'll tell somebody they're acting stupid. She'll be like, you being stupid. She'll tell, you know what I'm saying?
What about Simone Biles?
I don't. What?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
She's suing the government for $1 billion.
Oh. Hey. Then no. Cause...
The feds, the FBI.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, they did.
I don't know what she be talking about. She just be flipping around and shit. That ain't fun for me.
You don't want Simone Biles?
Or just hopping on the table and shit. Like, what you doing?
I'll take
you're
that.
You talking about the budget.
I'll take that pick for the general right there,
you
man.
You over here doing a triple flip backhand combo or some shit. Like, no.
She probably got a good thing to say upside down, bro. You don't even know. She see the world in a whole different light, nigga. She got a whole different perspective, nigga. She be upside down half her life, nigga. You don't even know what it's like up there. With brain going, blood going to your brain.
We're going to put somebody, we're going to put like AB in there. Just because it's funny, and we need somebody to laugh at to think he gonna make some.
So you instantly put a Megan there? I did the same thing, though, I guess.
He'd be my entertainment one where he's there and he just make us laugh, and we just be like, okay, AB, we gonna work on that, and not, we not gonna work on that.
Ever. Well, it's always, that's sometimes those ideas are bad, but you need to work around them, they're good.
Know, and eventually he'll get himself fired because he'll say some shit on TV, and... He'll jump on somebody's podcast and say something stupid.
We gotta let you go, AB.
You know, and we just gotta part ways. Bomani Jones, he's a good one.
Hmm. Hell yeah. Sound like you just made that dude up.
Nah, Bomani Jones is dope.
She was a real person?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a sports guy. But he cool as fuck. Let's see.
Stephen A. Smith?
Nah.
No?
Nah, I don't want him.
What's the other guy's
name?
Max Kellerman?
Max Kellerman could kick it. Mm. He rapped for a while. He had a rap back in the day. He had some bars.
No, J.J. Redick?
J.J. Redick's pretty dope, but I'll take Max. He'll be the OG. I could do with, like, Shannon Sharp.
Yeah. Skill. Skill. I came over here with a chicken sandwich, and you took a bite out of it. I know you did.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We could do...
Shit, Skill.
Uncle Shay. Yeah. I think that's it, huh?
You don't want Charles Barkley on there?
Nah.
Really?
Nah.
Knocker. I think we should. No, I really think we should bomb him.
Because he from Alabama.
Knocker.
He got weird.
Mr. President.
Nope.
Mr. I think we should bomb him. That's shit. Shoot.
That's your Charles Barkley.
Shoot. Shit.
Oh, shit.
Mr. President.
So,
Who's your general?
Who's
going to defend the country when you get snuck off to a bunker? To defend the country.
Shit.
Right? You got to pull your phone out for that.
Shit. I don't even know.
That's a good job for Kanye.
You can have it if you want it.
What, Kanye?
No, you can have that spot if you want it.
Oh, general? That works. I can do that.
I mean, fuck it.
That works. I'll take it. Thank you, Mr. President.
I was going to give it to somebody else. Somebody stupid, so it didn't matter.
It didn't matter anyway?
Yeah.
Yay.
Fuck, I'm in the bunker. I'm safe.
Default job. I'm in the bunker, too. What are you talking about?
You said when I'm in the bunker.
You get whisked away first. I'm coming later. I'm on the way, though. We have to strategically, you know, figure out where the troops are.
But that's what I'm saying is, like, after I'm safe, I mean, hey,
handle
it. Like,
I got it, bro.
You got it, right?
We're over here, man. You're watching me handle it. In the war room.
Yeah, man, I don't know. That'd be my squad. I feel like that's a fun squad.
It's a good squad.
Fun. Oh, Nick Cannon.
Nick Cannon's in the Senate, bro.
Oh, okay, he's a senator. Okay.
He's still a senator. That's why I couldn't pull Macy Gray up.
Oh, I mean, you could.
Nah. She got to stay where she's at. I try to say goodbye. She just get up there and start making, I want to say something. I need to say something. So,
the impersonation today, huh? We in it. Who else we got?
I don't know.
Shit, I'm trying to think.
Skill. Yeah, they can sound like a buff ass fuck Foghorn Leghorn. It's crazy. Skill. Now, skill. Like, Jesus fucking Christ. Is he real?
He do sound strong. Like, if you heard him on the phone and he was talking, you'd be like, man, I gotta watch what I say. This man might come after you.
Come after me. He's gonna catch me. He's gonna catch me, and I'm not gonna do anything when he does. Fuck, I need to work out
now. This man sound like he just pick up cows as his chores. He just gotta pick up the
Shannon,
cows.
Shannon, what are you doing? Skip Bayless, man.
He's like, Skip, you know I'm right here picking up cows. Skip, you know what I'm out here. You know what I'm out here picking up, cow. I'm trying to get dinner ready. Just like, oh fuck.
Oh man.
I hear Stephen A. Smith in my head, but I don't want to do it because he's screaming the entire time. In a microphone, some guy's like, "Damn it!" Just pulling down on his goddamn. Here he goes screaming again. He's standing up or something.
Oh man, that's funny.
Yeah.
All right, so that's the
Two Bob podcast.
So
annual debate on who should be presidents and shit.
That shit went way different. We was talking about the hearing and shit.
Mm-hmm. I figured it would always
trouble. So that'll end up being a good hearing for when your ass is in trouble, because they gonna end up getting your ass on one of these, huh?
What are they gonna say? What did I say it was gonna do?
I don't know. You gonna?
It's all recorded. I stand by what I've said.
I don't think you put any policies in place. You was just gonna give niggas money and create senators and then jump on a jet and be out.
Okay, so policies. Everything is probably extremely left, man. Just one bathroom for everybody. That's hilarious. Just one communal toilet in the middle of the country.
It's just in Missouri. Everybody just gotta drive to Missouri to use the bathroom. Yeah. That's all it is. Mm-hmm. It's just one, though?
Just one. Communal urinal. I don't know. I really invest in technology. Not with, like, billionaires, but, like, regular people. What do you know how to make, sir? You went to college. You did this. I see you've done a crack also. What is going on here? But I heard the, you know, the best inventions are not built from the top. They're built from the bottom. So I invest in the lower income class.
You banning guns?
Banning guns?
Or whatever. Whatever. You know.
Let me see.
Depending on who you ask, it's a different tactic. So
I wouldn't ban guns.
What's your take on...
I told a homie last week, I was just fucking with him. I was like, bro, I just hope they could just come and rip your gun out of your fucking house. What are you going to do about it? They got a drone, they're going to blow your house up.
You know, that's my thing, too, is everybody be like, I need my guns in case the government... You think you think your AR-15 going to hold it down?
Yeah, do you know they've been blowing niggas up with drones and shooting niggas down since Obama?
You think if they come into motherfuckers' houses to get them on some shit like that, you think they gonna come with just a 9mm pistol in their hand? No.
No, and knock on the door, sir, can you give us our guns? I'm protecting them. What you think they gonna do? They'll kill about your house, nigga. I'm gonna take the bigger step. Yeah, I think you should raise the age limit. You know what I'm saying? I think it should be kind of regulated like cars, especially because if I can kill somebody with a car, I feel like it should be regulated like things that kill people. You know what I'm saying? If it's known, just common sense motherfucking shit. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I dig it, man.
So, that'd be my policy on guns.
That's why I don't talk politics. And that's all no common sense in that shit.
If you shoot at me, I'm going to shoot back. Don't worry about the Secret Service having guns, too. We all got guns. I got the football. I'll blow your house up.
You got one?
I got a gun, too. Two. I'm not going to be the first black president getting shot. I'm going to be the first black president getting shooting back. No. Catch me on the hologram if you want to talk to me. I'm not going to be that nigga.
You can't. I mean.
I'm shooting back.
Just you and everybody around you going to have guns?
Because
you and the Secret Service just going to start blasting on someone? That's the plan?
I mean, if we see them across the street and acting crazy, we got to dip down. President, you've seen the presidents, they be dipped down, everybody blocking them. I'm also going to have a handout.
And then you're going to shoot some. You're going to shoot. Bro, the wrong person.
I'm lucky and I got accuracy.
You lucky.
And I got accuracy. You know, so that bullet might bounce off a trash can, hit a motherfucking light pole right in the leg, right where we can catch him and drag him out and see, why are you doing this? He was like, because he's black. And like, see, I knew it. Put him in the hole where the rest of them are at.
Just throw them down.
Throw them down until they get right. Like, now, see what niggas is doing now? See what niggas is doing now? Put them on down. What they talking about?
Oh shit! Okay, yeah. So them is the policies, huh?
Some of the policies, you know what I'm saying? Just a few of the broad aspects of my policy.
What's your? I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what's another.
Weed is federally legal.
Okay.
Not the first year though. You got to vote for me twice.
Wait.
Yeah.
So
playing a stiff game, bro. Playing a stiff game. Vote twice.
So if they don't vote again.
Mm-hmm.
Then it ain't legal?
No. I'm going to make it legal second term. Don't expect it in the first term. I'm going to come in like that, too. Hey, we on some 8-year shit. And my little brother need 8, too, cuz. I'm coming correct first. We on some 8-year shit. We about to beat these Republicans.
Okay, so
8-16.
We going to let you know. Mm-hmm. We keep this going for the second one. Then you get your weed.
And you like Douglas already. You see the nigga smiling. 16 years on Elliot, nigga.
So. Oh shit! Okay, that's all right. Mm-hmm. So weed legal,
federally.
4 years in.
Yeah, after the first thing I'm gonna do when I get to sign a paper off the wind, weed legal federally.
How you feel about taxes?
What do you even do with taxes? Make all the rich people broke. They're coming in Robin Hood and letting their ass whack, whack, whack. Mad as fuck. Man, luckily my real name ain't Keaton Lewis. But still though, I'm coming in whap, whap, whap.
So you just, that's.
Yeah.
Okay. Sound like.
Yeah. Build from the middle class. You heard me.
All right. Yeah. That's Keaton Lewis. 2020 what? Where are we going to put you? What year you got this?
2032, when I'm 40.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. 2032, I'm going to start talking about it. I'm going to let some other niggas lose. Then we're going to get this climate under control. Everybody getting electric cars. We got enough money. I'm taking all Nancy Pelosi money. How about that?
All right. So when that comes, Keaton Lewis for president.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I'll just print the shirts. I'll print y'all the shirts.
And also, be sure to check out that American on Average website. We got shirts that you print on that site. It's up.
Plug that shit in.
We're plugging that shit right now.
Let them know.
Let them know again.
One more time.
America, no average. America, spelled exactly how you think. Noaverage.com. Go get you some t-shirts. Add that Too Blunt merch is on there.
It's there. Get at that shit. I need some. Until we hit these cabinet spots.
Yeah, we need these sales.
I ain't getting this check yet from President Lewis.
No, he ain't getting no check. This is all free shit. We do this for love, man. The love of the people.
I don't know about that much.
We got British listeners, so.
Oh, what up?
Yeah, hello.
I said, we're going to do it.
Cherry, whatever you going to say. I've been there, though, so, you know what I'm saying?
We got overseas mofos and mofets. That's what I'm talking about.
So, yeah. It's a lot of love.
Shout out to them.
Yeah, grab a t-shirt. We'll
ship you. If you found it on accident and you just kind of checked it out,
yeah.
Appreciate you. Appreciate you, player. Go ahead and click that one more again. Tell a friend.
And then click that one more again.
There you go. It's Two Blunt Podcast.
We out, y'all.